almost like going home.
Did you have any fish and chips?
I did. I actually had some cod. Hand-cooked crusted cod.
Huh?
Oh, very good.
Starting goalie tonight?
Whatever.
Who's your starting goalie?
Robert Leonard. Played the whole game.
Is there an update on Alex Olive? Is he all right?
He's all right. I think he'll probably back up tonight. Unless we decide that we'll put McKenna in just to be sure, but it was cramped up a little bit, so we want to make sure he's good.
Chris Phillips okay?
He tightened up, but he's not going to play tonight. Again, a number of minor injuries we have. We don't expect anyone to play through an exhibition season. That's why we have lots of bodies around, so we're not going to have anybody play that's got anything that might get worse.
Is DaCosta?
Same thing with him.
We'll
make sure that when he has a lower body thing that's bothering him, we want to make sure that it's good. When he gets a good chance to play, not being injured by injury.
Do you expect Jesse Winchester to skate soon, or is he?
I don't. Right now, no. There's no timetable for that.
What major decisions do you think are left between now and the start of regular season, personnel-wise?
Well, I think the personnel-wise are still the same decisions as we had at the start, the second line center position. Couple of the spots on the blue line, where I'm glad to count already playing in the National Hockey League, whether it's Zibanejad, DaCosta, and Regan, or Zibanejad and DaCosta are ready to play in the National Hockey League. And those decisions are still out there. I think every one of those players, though, is making a real good case for themselves to play with the Ottawa Senators this year. And it's going to, the decision when we make it, they're making it hard. And I think that's great. It's great for them, it's going to be great for us.
Is Anderson okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is he on the ice now?
He's going to practice with his group there.
Just because he was on that roster?
Yeah, but he's going to practice with that group today.
The idea, would he play Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
If he's ready to go.
Is there some sort of issue there?
No, he had some, it was a maintenance thing that we want to make sure that everything is good. It's nothing serious, but again, we want to make sure that everything is going good first when we start the season. So we're trying to manage all these bobos and nicks and bruises that you get through training camp to make sure things are good 2 weeks from now.
Your overall impressions of Zibanejad, having watched him now for what seems to be a month or so with the rookie camp and whatnot?
He's a good player. He's got a good body size. He skates good enough to play in the National Hockey League. He's scored a couple of goals for us, and he's showing really good signs that he can play in the league. We have two more opportunities and maybe nine more to be sure about it. But right now, he's a good player, and he's going to be a good player.
So I'm not trying to put him on the roster, but is he ready to play in the NHL were to make that team?
We're not going to make that decision yet. We still have another week or 10 days. Not that that's going to make a huge difference, but we're going to wait to make it.
Maybe expand on David Rundblad's play throughout camp.
David, with the puck, has been outstanding. National Hockey League brain and vision to play the game. The only issue we have with David is without the puck. In his defense, he's probably never had to do it that much, but in order to play here, he has to be able to defend. We have to be able to put him on the ice, and he has to be able to defend our net. And those are things that we're working on and with. But to his credit, he's a smart enough player and a good enough player that we can teach him that stuff.
Sorry, I thought you were done on that thought. Not to go too forward on that, but a guy like him, everybody sort of says, well, can he learn anything more playing in Sweden? Like, and I mean, I think that's what we all assume, but what's the organizational stance on that? If he wasn't here, would you rather him in Binghamton, or?
Well, we're going to make the decision much like Zibanejad after training camp is over with, and we'll decide. He has the abilities to move the puck out of our end that we need, and those are important to me as a coach. But teaching him how to play, this is a tough league to learn to play in. The American League is a way better league to learn to play in. If he needs to do that, then that would be approached after training camp when we make that decision. But at this point in time, we're still looking at him. Can we do enough with him here that he can play in the NHL? And if we decide that that's not the case, then we'll look at other approaches, and Binghamton would probably be one.
Is the different ice size a factor, do you think?
I think it's a factor, and right now there's a little more time on the bigger ice to get to defend, and you have a little more time to think about things. It's a smaller space here, and things happen way faster, and those are things that good players get over, and I believe that he'll be able to get over them, but again, we're going to see.
Can sometimes getting out of your comfort zone as a young player to be a good factor? For instance, if he goes back to Sweden, he knows he can be good there. But can he...
For him, I can't speak for him, but he's been the best player over there last year. Is that enough for him? I don't know. I can't speak for him if that's what he wants to be. I mean, it's not a bad thing being the best player somewhere. All I know is that this is the best league in the world, and he hasn't played here yet. So a lot of people like to challenge himself, and I think this is a challenge that he wants, and he's looking forward to, and he's working very hard at it. He's very diligent at what we're doing, and we see him making strides at it, and we expect that he wants to play here.
It's getting late in the preseason in terms of the games being played. What are you hoping to see from Svesa tonight with his teammates?
I would like to see, again, not only for Jason, we'd like to see some offense. We've been coming from behind. As Tommy B. said, catch-up hockey is losing hockey. We certainly don't want to make a habit of doing that. And we'd certainly like to have the lead tonight. And Jason can definitely bring that to the table with us. And that's what our expectation would be. It's for him to play within the structure of the team, but also provide some offense for us. Within it.
Well, you've been around the game a long time. You hear lots of things on the ice. Is there a line that shouldn't be crossed among the players who start yapping at each other about things? Is there a personal line?
I think that's your parents' fault. That comes down to parenting to me. Yeah. What's done on the ice, done on the ice. And to me, it's every there's all kinds of things. You hear lots of things you say. You can choose to respond to or choose to ignore. For me, it's.
Anything else for Coach? All right, thank you, Paul.
Old school answer.
You're welcome. I love Wally's politically incorrect start back.